quote. However, merely meditating upon the Bodhi mind is not enough. One should also maintain the following four trainings. First, the training of recollecting the beneficial effects of the Bodhi mind. This aims at generating enthusiasm for developing the aspirational aspect of the Bodhi mind, and it ensures that the resolve one has taken does not degenerate in this life. Second, the training of giving rise to thoughts of the Bodhi mind 6 times a day. This aims at increasing the practice aspect of the Bodhi mind, or the actual Bodhi mind. Third, the training of not mentally abandoning any of the beings for whom one has taken the vow of the Bodhi mind. And fourth, the training of increasing one's inner spiritual force. To go into these in greater detail. The first, training of recollecting the beneficial effects of the Bodhi mind, means that one should maintain a constant awareness of the following teaching condensed from Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. The moment one develops the thought of enlightenment, the Bodhi mind, one becomes an object of worship for humans and gods alike. One passes beyond the reach of diseases and evil spirits. The tantric accomplishments, the power to pacify, increase, overpower, and annihilate, are attained without difficulty. One will no longer be born into any of the three miserable realms, hell, ghost, or animal. And the karmic seeds of even the gravest of one's past negative karmic actions will be instantly crushed. Were the beneficial effects of developing the Bodhi mind to take form, the sky could not contain them. Think, then, not to degenerate what Bodhi mind you have already developed, and to increase it evermore. Secondly, recite the following verses 3 times each day and 3 times each night. To Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Community, until Bodhi, I turn for refuge. By the power of my practicing the 6 perfections, may Buddhahood be attained for the sake of all. The third training. We are developing the enlightened attitude in order to be able to benefit all sentient beings. Therefore, no matter how any of them relates to us, we should from our own side never abandon relating to them on the basis of the Bodhi mind. And fourth, if one develops a spark of the thought of enlightenment even once, one should try to prevent it from degenerating. Also, try to further it by amassing meritorious energy through such techniques as contemplating the qualities of the 3 jewels, making offerings, and meditating.